So there's a clause in Lionel Messi's contract, which says he can activate it at the end of each season, which means he leaves for free if he chooses to. However, there's conflicting reports that it ended on the 28th of May, it ends on June the 10th, and Barcelona are basically saying, well, because it finished on that date, then you can't leave for free and we want you to go for the release clause, which is 700 million euros. Now, Lionel Messi and his team are basically saying exceptional circumstances that the season's carried on. So they think that he's got to the end of August. So that's why he's sent this document to say, I want out and I think I should be able to go for free. Now, Neil, I didn't think I'd see the end of Lionel Messi's reign in this way. So what have you made of how it's all broken and what you've read about it so far? Because I've been fascinated.
The Bureau facts firstly reminds me of working in shipping. So I'm into that big time. That had something about it. The idea of the proven document, and that's what you can do, and that's why fax machines remain a thing as well, it's fair to say, is that you can make that work, but it's going to a new level with this. I don't see any way without somebody doing such a bit of backing down now and very publicly that this doesn't resolve with him leaving, but it could be very protracted indeed, in that the amount of money we're talking about here for Barcelona is so significant. Now, it's worth pointing out that he's on a huge wage, Messi, and we can only presume until it's resolved he's not going to be back playing for Barcelona anytime soon as well. So that will be a bit of financial pressure on Barcelona from the other direction. But I just don't see now how, between Bartomeu, the president of the club, and Messi, somebody has to back down somewhere. I think Koeman, Ronnie the Red, is just stuck in the middle a little bit, but I think it is going to be really, really difficult to imagine what pulls everybody back from this particular brink. But it's likely this, I think, to go on at least until the 5th of October and maybe even beyond, to be honest with you, because I don't think Barcelona will want to look weak. And I think there'll be something else going on as well, which is they'll still have the fear of Neymar and how badly they handled the aftermath of that as well when something unprecedented happened to them. So all in, I think you're talking about this on your first one of these shows. I suspect you might be talking about it on the second or the third, to be honest with you. I don't see how it gets resolved quickly. And there's loads of other facets that it brings in around financial fair play and all sorts of stuff where I think it'll be difficult for anyone to sort of prize Messi out of Barcelona without also coming under massive scrutiny, unless he can indeed just go for free.